fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I'm particularly delighted today, beginning this week, to invite an inspiring guest, Steve Dawson. Steve's the founder of St. Paul Street Evangelization, and I've asked him to join us this week to just be here each day and to share with us kind of how the Lord got him into the ministry of street evangelization and what it means and what they do. It's popping up around the country in different places in the world. It's growing, especially among young people who are feeling called to go out and to share the gospel. So welcome, Steve.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Yeah, that's great. Now, tell us a little bit more about just your story, your journey. How did you end up getting where you are?
Yeah, well, it is a long story. I think we all have a long and complicated story, but I'll just try to keep it as simple as possible. Growing up in my family, my mom was a baptized Catholic, and my dad was nothing. He was not even baptized. He was not a Christian. And my mom had fallen away from the faith by the time she met my dad and got married. So my mom had a sense that we were supposed to be baptized and go to even catechism, but we didn't go to Mass on Sundays or anything like that. And therefore, we didn't really have talk about God in the house. Because of that, I think, or other factors, but I never really remember thinking about God at all. It was just about, having a good time and having fun. By the time I was in high school, I was getting into a lot of trouble. I was getting into trouble with the police even, mm-hmm. getting thrown out of school. I ended up getting expelled, and I was a mess. And during this time, my mom had a reconversion or a conversion back to the Catholic Church. She met a priest named Father John Harden.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And he discipled her back into the church.
How about that? Wonderful.
Yeah, it was really bizarre. Father Harden was Mother Teresa's spiritual director, and he knew a lot of bishops. And so I had cardinals, and Mother Teresa called my house once and looking for Father Harden, and Mother Angelica was in my parents' house. You know, my mom was on fire hanging out with Father Harden, helping him put together the Marian Catechist course and traveling around the world with him, like training the Sisters of Charity in the catechism that they put together. Father Harden was commissioned by the Holy Father to train the Sisters of Charity so they would be able to evangelize in their works of mercy.
Sisters of Charity is Mother Teresa's order for...
Correct, correct? Yeah. Correct, yeah. So, but at this time, I thought my mom had gone off her rocker. You know, I was a teenager, and I really did not want to have anything to do with any of this, and I just rebelled against it. I thought she was, you know, crazy, just off the wall. And eventually, you know, my dad converted to Catholicism through the work of Father Harden. So anyway, at this time, though, I just went off the rails. I mean, I was just getting in a lot of trouble. I was not happy. By the time I was 30, I was at rock bottom, I would say, in my life. Mm-hmm. And my mom had kept telling me that I needed to turn to the Lord and to give my life to him if I ever wanted to be happy, and if I wanted to be saved. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to end up in, you know.
Yeah, sure.
So I didn't know if I really believed any of it, but I did have enough grace and sense to hit my knees and say, all right, Lord, if you exist, you're going to have to show me, because this is not working for me, living for myself and living the way I want to, and I'm just not happy, and I'm, you know, I've about had it with this world.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, he showed me a powerful conversion. You know, the Blessed Virgin Mary didn't appear to me or anything like that. It wasn't, you know, lightning didn't crash on me or anything, but I did get this super abundant amount of grace and desire to search for truth. And so,
now, can I ask you, Steve, you began to pray, you began mm-hmm. to pray that prayer. If you're out there, you have to show yourself to me.
Right.
Was there something immediate when your heart began to open, or did it then over a period of time, a hunger grew in you, or how did it exactly happen for you?
You know, that's a great question. I think it wasn't lightning, like it was just mm-hmm. boom, you know, right mm-hmm. there. But it was in a rather quick period of time, like maybe a couple weeks to mm-hmm. a month. And it just grew and grew and grew at a pace that was incredible. So looking back, I know it was the grace of God. You know, mm-hmm. there's no other like natural explanation. But in it, I didn't really see it. I wasn't like, when I was going through it, I wasn't like, wow, this is God working in me.
Was it a growth in hunger to pursue the truth, or you in those early prayers, you felt like God is the truth, Christ is the truth, I want to know more about him? Or was it more a question of, I really want to know the truth? Which?
Yeah, I think it was more searching for truth with a inclination towards Christianity being true. But I did, I mean, I looked at various world religions. I mean, at some point, I came to believe that God existed. I looked at some of the proofs for the existence of God, and I believed that, but I was confused. Like, okay, if God exists, who is he? And I'll tell you, I did not want to be Catholic, you know, because my mom was very zealous, and I just thought, you know, that's not where I wanted to be, you know, but, yeah. You know, I'd much rather been Buddhist or something. Buddhism is cool, I thought. This Catholicism, man, that's for the birds.
Yeah.
But I came to believe that God existed, first of all, and then second of all, I came to believe that this guy, Jesus Christ, there was something there, something a little bit different. And, mm-hmm. you know, the whole Lord, liar, lunatic argument where Jesus couldn't have just been like a good guy. He was either the Lord of the universe or he was a liar or a bad man.
Because of the claims he was making about himself.
Or crazy.
Yeah, right.
So, and it wasn't very long after I came to that realization and a belief in Jesus that he was who he said he was, God, before I recognized that, you know, if Christianity was true, then to me, Catholicism had to be the church. Mm-hmm. Because when I looked at the chaos kind of today of, you know, tens of thousands of different denominations or whatever number you put on that, but when I looked at the early church, there wasn't that kind of chaos. It was, there was one real visible church, and it looked pretty Catholic. So,
yeah.
So I thought, is it really possible that the you know, in the year 100 or 110, you know, that they would have gone off the rails that far in that short of amount of time, like Ignatius of Antioch or St. Polycarp, you know, who sat at the feet of John the Apostle? Like, wouldn't they know what Jesus meant when he said the things he said? So as soon as I came to really believe that Catholicism was the church founded by Jesus Christ, you know, I was in full force. I had a lot of zeal and I just went at it.
So how old were you at that time?
I was 30, 31. I don't know exactly.
So what did you tell your mother? When did she realize that?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't have a sit down with her and say, look, I'm Catholic. But actually, I did call her or talk to her, and I said, I need to get to confession. And she took me to a priest she knew, a good holy priest. By this time, Father Hardin had died. It was, you know, he died in 2000. And so I went to one of her friends who was a priest, and I went to confession, and it took like an hour and a half. And my penance was, I think, was 30 rosaries. And it took me, you know, I did not pray the rosary at that time, and it took me a long time to get through them. But, you know, looking back, my penance was pretty light. That was pretty light. I mean, compared
to what you were dealing with. Yeah.
Well, and the penance is in the early church. I mean, I would have been on bread and water for years, you know.
So
God has been merciful to me.
So what were you doing at the time? Were you working? Were you married yet? Or what was happening?
Outside. Yeah, I was working, but I was not working in any serious like career path. I was working in construction, and it was it was just to make a buck. What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a long-term vision for my life at that time. I was, By that time, I was pretty depressed. I was pretty, I was drinking a lot. I was, you know, using different drugs. Mm-hmm. And I just, I was at the end of my rope. And so, yeah, so I really needed to, if God didn't respond to that prayer, I know God is faithful and he always responds, you know, to sincere prayer. But, you know, I guess if I hadn't turned to him or I hadn't responded to that grace, I really believe I would have been dead by now. Mm. Yeah. Whether by taking my own life or just my reckless, careless behavior. Mm.
And so did the conversion you experienced, did that lift your battle with the depression at that point? Was it something gradual? How'd that transform your inner life, your mind, your way of thinking?
I really think that God miraculously prevented me from destroying my brain. I mean, I think a lot of the depression and that I was dealing with was just because of the lifestyle I was living. I mean, it was very destructive. I was enslaved by sin. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, you're going to be miserable, you know, and that is just the natural consequences. So I don't think I had like chemical imbalances that were, you know, that a lot of people have that cross. Mm-hmm. You know, I think all my problems were pretty much self-inflicted, I think, most of them, and spiritual, without even knowing it, I was in a battle for my life, you know, soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So I know you're married. When did your wife come into the picture?
Yeah. Well, so I'd say, you know, 8 years ago maybe was my conversion, or maybe it was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I should probably know this when I'm talking about, you know, with the people. I should really sit down and go through when exactly did this happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could figure it out. But 8, 10 years ago, whatever, was my conversion. I really felt early on that I had a call to the priesthood. And I was very seriously discerning that for a few years. And I eventually entered the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, an order based out of Italy, but with 5 houses in the U.S. But I discerned that wasn't my call. Mm-hmm. And so I've been married now for 3 years.
I did spend
14 months with the Franciscan Friars and discerned out of that.
Yeah, so there's some good training and formation that happened there as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, boy, this show went very fast. You can join us again tomorrow, Steve?
Yes, I'll be here.
Yeah, let's continue the story a little bit more about how you met your wife and your family, and then talk about the vision and how the ministry unfolded, St. Paul Street Evangelization, and the timing of it. I've been inspired by it. I've been inspired by the anointing of the Holy Spirit that really seems to be there, and the good leadership, and the hunger in young people in particular to respond to the moment. It's really a work of God. It's one of the things that the Lord is doing in our time, and it's really very inspiring. So friends, I'd encourage you, if you're listening today, go ahead and invite your friends to join us tomorrow. Steve will be with us and be with us for the rest of the week. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the Church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.